Welcome to The Grow Show, powered by Steel. On The Grow Show, we share ideas, tips, tactics, and insights to help you grow your landscaping business based on our team's 40 years of experience running a landscaping company and working with other owners and their teams to do the same. New episodes are released weekly on Wednesdays. Here's your host, Marty Grunder.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever the case may be. This is Marty Grunder from Grunder Landscaping Company and The Grow Group. Thanks for downloading The Grow Show, powered by Steel. Today, we're going to talk about marketing, a fun and exciting topic with Emily Lindley from The Grow Group and Grunder Landscaping Company. But first, a reminder, you can get the latest edition of The Grow Show delivered to your phone, tablet, or computer by subscribing wherever you get your podcasts or watch us on YouTube for an enhanced learning experience. The Grow Show is the greatest thing since working with your kids. I have four children, three girls and a boy. They all worked at Grunder Landscaping Company when they were in high school and college to make sure they understood the business and so that they never felt like they weren't welcome here. Almost 5 years ago now, Emily Lindley, our guest today, and my oldest daughter, I'm completely blowing her cover, has joined the Grow Group, and she's on here on The Grow Show. And I am sorry for blowing your cover, Emily, but I'm very proud of you. We'll be talking a lot in the coming year about how you make working with family members easy and better, if you will, as I have failed and succeeded in that. But Emily is living proof. You can work out with your family. You can work with your family, and it can work out super great. I'm having a lot of fun, and so is she. Now on to this week's edition of The Grow Show. We all know that hitting sales goals has been a struggle for teams this year, and many are looking for marketing solutions to generate leads easier next year. We've heard you loud and clear in our peer groups. We've heard that out on the road, Emily. We've heard that in our virtual sales boot camps when we open it up for questions. And right now, we are in the final stages of the final draft of the Grow 2025 agenda, Columbus, Ohio, February 24th, 25th, 26th, Jason Cromley's Hidden Creek. And as we're recording this, we've got three breakout sessions confirmed. Why don't you talk a little bit about those and what we're doing?
Yeah, so the three breakout sessions that we have confirmed are specific to what we're doing with marketing. We know that marketing is going to be important for companies in the coming year because we're not seeing the just organic, organic leads coming in that we saw in past years. So these are at least three marketing sessions that we're going to have on the agenda. This is not even including any of the sales session, any of the business development sessions.
Operations, personal development, leadership, there's how we set up a job. I mean, there's just tons of, it's a terrific event.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. And we work hard to make sure the agenda is tailored to what the industry is really facing and what's most important to landscaping companies right now. So one of the sessions is going to be on copywriting and targeting social media ads. I'm going to lead that one. We're going to talk a little bit about what we're doing, what we're planning to do for Grunder Landscaping for the coming year, and how we are setting that up for success, what we're doing budgeting-wise, and all of that stuff.
Well, sadly, not everyone listening will come to Grow, or they won't be able to come to Grow. So let's give them a little bit of what they're going to miss. When you say copywriting, social media ads, why don't you share your wisdom on those two things?
Yeah, so I think the number one tip I would have, if you weren't going to come to Grow, if you're going to do social media ads for next year, my number one tip would be to look at how you are targeting your ads for next year.
What does that mean?
So when you set all these up, number one, don't just hit the boost button on your Facebook and Instagram posts. There's so many settings you can play with that get you a better impact for the money you're going to spend. You can target things better, all that stuff, if you go into the ads manager, which is on the back end.
I see. So this isn't that hard to understand. Like, they don't have to get a consultant. Like,
no,
they can go,
you can do it yourself.
They can kind of play around with this and figure it out. I've seen that boost thing. I've been tempted to hit it
once. Yeah, don't
hit it. I won't. But I mean, I've looked at it. Like, I wonder what that is. That's how they get their money.
You're going to lose your Facebook privileges pages.
I've never hit it and I don't plan on it.
Yeah. So if you go into the back end, you can set it up and you have more setting options there. So there are some cool things you can do that we might be trying.
So we're going to share some of that at Grow.
We will. Okay. The number one thing I would recommend companies do, and this is actually something that we can't do ourselves because we have so many landscape pros like you who come to our website at Grunder Landscaping, that I can't do this because our web traffic is not actually mirroring our ideal client.
And I don't know if everyone's understanding that, but our numbers at Grunder Landscaping are skewed.
Yes.
Because we have a ton of landscapers from all around the United States and Canada that follow our page, which makes sense.
It
does. We do a nice job with it. They want to learn, but it skews our analysis of it into maybe us thinking it's doing better than what it is.
It does. So over half of our web traffic we know is coming from outside of the state of Ohio for Grunder Landscaping. So we know that it's not our clients necessarily all on our website. So, which is totally fine. Don't stop going to
our website.
Keep
going there. We want to share. Right.
It just, this specific tactic will not work for Grunder Landscaping in the same way that it could work for you. So for landscaping companies listening to this, Facebook has a pixel. What it basically is it's just a little snippet of code you add onto your website. It's typically put into the header or footer. If you're not familiar with how to do that, talk to your IT person, talk to whoever set up your website. They can do it for you. And what that little piece of code does is it tracks the web traffic and it lets Meta, Facebook, Instagram, you can also set this up with LinkedIn too, similarly. It lets them know and kind of filter your web traffic, compare it to their users so that you can, number one, you can retarget people who are going to your website with ads, but the more powerful option there is you can set lookalike audiences. So that would be people whose web traffic looks similar to people who are visiting your site. So that's a good way to kind of expand your reach if you know that your web traffic is mirroring your ideal client, the people you're trying to reach. That's a smart way to spend your marketing
and that
budget.
Sounds kind of complicated, but is it one of those things that once you start doing it, it's like all makes sense, it's pretty intuitive? And
exactly. Yeah. It's really, the options are kind of right in front of you. They're pretty easy once you get into it. You do have to be a little careful. It can get a little confusing. You sometimes get like an error code that can be hard to decode, but all that stuff that we're happy to, you know, kind of workshop with people when we're on site at Grow.
So let me ask you a question that I get asked once in a while, and I know how I answer it, and your answer would be along the same lines, only better, because you have a lot better understanding of it. But I frequently have people when I'm out on the road or teaching, they'll say, is this social media stuff really worth it?
Mm-hmm.
Is it worth it?
So I think it depends on what your goals are and who you're trying to reach. So one thing to keep in mind is just, you know, with every year, our consumers, and they're expecting you to have an online presence, a social media presence. They're looking on Instagram for options for their backyard. That's how they're looking at contractors. So I think it's important. I think it's really important for brand awareness. We are going to be doing, we just had a meeting to talk about our budget. We're going to be spending a lot more
at Grunder Landscaping. Because you have a dual role.
Yes, at Grunder Landscaping. So we just had our meeting to talk about our marketing budget for next year. We're going to be spending a lot more on social media marketing next year. Part of that is because of the expansion into Cincinnati. We know we need more brand awareness.
People don't know who we are.
Yeah.
I mean, we can't be cocky. They flat out don't know who we are. No idea.
And I think the thing with every marketing tactic we do, we've seen there's some regional differences in what works for us versus what's working for our peer group members. The nice thing about social media marketing, you can just turn it off if it's
not
working for
you. Well, that's what I said
yesterday.
I mean, we talked about, you know, you and Chris, two Chris's and myself were talking, and you were saying, you know, Chris said, well, maybe we don't want to do that because it's so much money. And I said, hey, listen, Emily, do we have to sign a contract?
Right.
No. So it's $100 a day. Yeah. So it's $3,000 for the month. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, we can measure it though. We can get some idea. If it's not working, turn it off.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
We're going to have to spend some money to create some awareness down there.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And the budget can be whatever you want it to be. We're upping our budget for next year. So
I think it's a great topic for people to learn on. Mm-hmm. It's a little intimidating for me because some of this stuff isn't, you know, I have used, so I'm spoiled, but it makes a lot of sense. The copywriting part.
Yes.
What is your wisdom on copywriting?
Think about what matters to your clients.
Yeah.
So you always want, especially with an ad, you want to lead with, you don't want to bury the lead. So my background is actually in public relations, media relations, stuff like that. That's what I was doing before I came here. Burying the lead, you're not going to get your press release isn't going to get picked up by the news if they have to read to the second paragraph to find out why it's important. So whatever the most catching piece of information you have is, that should be the very first sentence. And that's what's most important on the copywriting. It's just making sure that whatever that first thing they see is draws them in, because you also have to realize that on social media ads, everything gets hidden behind a see more button. So they're not going to see your whole caption at first. They might only see the first 60 characters of what you write.
And then along those lines, like I see a lot of well-meaning owners of landscaping companies. They have their social, either they're doing the social media or they have someone doing it where they'll post, they'll say, just got 3 brand new trucks, just got new mowers. Mm-hmm. Here's our new shop. You know, we just purchased a property in Cincinnati. So we showed that.
Mm-hmm.
But as a rule, when we get a new truck, we don't show that. We're not showing the new mowers. Why?
Yeah, that's more of an organic strategy, more so than the ads. The ads. I definitely would not make any of those things an ad. But all of that really comes back to who you're trying to speak to. So we're fully staffed right now at Grunder Landscaping Company. If we were not, I might be highlighting our equipment more.
Because
that matters
are
to
into
potential
equipment.
Employees. Right. Yeah, that'll draw in potential employees. It matters to them. But we're not. We're trying to speak to our clients. And frankly, our clients don't care what
right. They don't.
Show
no, they don't. They don't
really
care.
Don't.
They care about the pictures of jobs. They care about our people smiling on the jobs.
Mm-hmm. They might care that our trucks don't, you know, that they look presentable.
No,
but
I
they don't
it.
Care
and
what
once in a
truck
while you'll
is,
see a picture in a but we don't say, hey, just got 3 new trucks or here this is. It's just not. That's you're trying to generate business.
Mm-hmm.
It's I realize that your ego, you may want to show that you're proud of that. I mean, Lord, I'm always proud when we get a new truck. We all want to go out and see it. I might drive it around the block.
We've got some pretty branding on the one new truck.
Yeah, we do have
wouldn't
some
mind
pretty
showing
branding.
It off.
Right.
But
I think you got to be mindful of like what's going to make somebody want to learn more about your services and call you.
Yeah.
Not what might make you feel good to your buddies that are also following your channel.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
For sure.
Let's move on to communication. You talk often, Emily, about communication. You are a master communicator, in my opinion. You do You do a really nice job, and you've helped me a lot with that. Here's another secret. The columns and the things that I write, sometimes I start them, sometimes Emily starts them, but Emily always finishes them. And and she always makes them better than what I had with that, with keeping my voice. You do a great job on that. But what are some easy ways to stand out and delight your customers, your clients?
Yeah, so I think number one, you need to be communicating with your clients. That's number one most important. I don't think that's going to be news to anybody listening to us here.
I have an antidote to share that you know what it is, but go ahead.
And then I think you need to automate it where you can because it's hard for us to communicate well. It can be hard to ask your sales team, your production team, whoever it is, to communicate well. And wherever we can lighten the load, right, on that communication, let them spend more of their time on the things that are important to their role and succeeding and hitting their own goals. Let's do it. So
we use the industry-specific software Aspire.
We do.
Which lets us automate a lot of that.
It does.
And salespeople don't have to mess around with remembering to send them an email that we're coming tomorrow.
Right.
And it lets them spend their time on more selling and having a life instead of worrying about all these other ancillary communication things we have to do.
Yep, exactly. Yeah. So we have texts and emails set up. It just depends on what the client opts
they
in.
Have, right, they have to opt into it, which that can be a problem. It's not perfect.
And we're working on improving our opt-in rates because that's kind of an issue that we've run into is clients are like, oh, I never know when you're coming because they haven't opted into the email. So we're working on kind of a campaign around let's get them to opt into the email so that they are getting this communication because it's all set up. It's set up and it'll go automatically without the salesperson having to do anything. Now I say all this and like if you have a big design build job, the salesperson's going to reach out one-on-one.
Yeah, right.
That's
it doesn't,
like a different.
Right. It's not foolproof. It's not a be all end all.
But for lawn care coming out, maintenance visits,
landkeeping team, like we're recording this on a Thursday. The landkeeping team came to my house today.
Mm-hmm.
Last night I got a text saying Nicholas would be out there.
Yep.
The minute Nicholas was done, completed it in Aspire, went through his checklist, I got another email telling me what he did.
Mm-hmm.
And we're getting better and better with that. But that's a nice touch. And that keeps a salesperson from having to check in. It's a point of contact.
Yeah, right. And so it's automating that communication, making them feel like, you know, they know what's happening with their property, especially our clients. They really appreciate that. And we have this set up for maintenance work. We have it set up for some design build projects are automated. Others are going to be something that the salesperson does have to do themselves. We also have it for snow and ice. So we have communication set up.
Yeah, and I guess as we're saying this, I'm not aware because I don't dabble on the commercial side as much as I do the residential side. I don't know that we're sending email. Maybe we are to property managers. They're getting.
I'm pretty sure.
Okay. But I know where it really becomes an issue on the commercial side with snow. Mm-hmm. That's huge.
Mm-hmm.
On the residential side, any time I have somebody coming in my yard or in my, I mean, I want to know.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Like somebody showed up the other day to work on something outside the house. And I'm like, why couldn't you let me know you were coming? You did the wrong thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's those kinds of things. And what's funny, the antidote that I wanted to share was the conversations that we've had and we followed up with clients.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm somewhat, I guess I'm kind of embarrassed that this is what they've said. When I follow up with clients, ladies and gentlemen, today on the Grow Show powered by Steel, I have said, hey, is everything okay? Are you happy? Oh, your guys and gals, your communication is fantastic. Your people are so friendly. They turn the mower down at our apartment complex and they don't say anything about quality or the creativity. And I'll say, well, how's your annual display look? How's the rest of, oh, that looks great too. But it's the communication that we really like.
Yeah.
Think about that.
Yeah. because they like us. So
right. And that's something that a lot of landscaping companies don't do well.
Yeah.
And that's becoming a big time strength for us, mm-hmm. much of which is automated. So we're going to talk about that at Grow.
Right. We're not even actually having to do anything once it's set up.
No.
Now, some things too, again, my background's in writing. So that's the focus I take on all this. I have people at the GLC team who help with some of the automation, setting it up on the back end in Aspire. But you know, when you're thinking about the communications there, keeping it simple, like it doesn't need to be anything complicated. It can be as simple as, hi, this is Team Grunder. We'll be on your property tomorrow.
Yeah.
Contact your salesperson if you have any questions. It doesn't have to be anything complicated. Just something going out makes them feel like they're informed. It makes them feel like you care, all these things. So yeah, that's, we're always trying to get better, always trying to improve the communication that we do have going out. We know we still have room for improvement. We're working on some things now that'll be improvements. But
couple other topics that I know we're going to cover at Grow 2025 at Jason Cromley's Hidden Creek is going to be the host. Mm-hmm. Commercial maintenance.
Yes.
We've grown tremendously in commercial maintenance. We're learning about marketing of that. Mm-hmm. I think you've got something pretty cool cooking for this at
yes.
Grow. Talk about it.
I'm really excited. So we have Taylor Langley from Landscape Workshop has agreed to speak. We asked her after our field
trip. She's very bright.
Yes, she is. We asked her after our field trip at Landscape Workshop this past summer with NALP. I took so much away from her talk, and we asked her to come do a presentation. So she's working on that and going to present her own breakout session specifically about what marketing strategies have been effective for them, knowing that they are primarily focused on commercial maintenance, which can be a trickier thing to do mass marketing for.
Like you're not going to mail postcards.
No,
and
that's
get commercial,
not going to work.
That ain't going to work.
Yeah, right.
It's warm calling. It's some social media. She's doing a lot of cool things.
Yes. And her skill set really is different from mine. Her skill sets and her experience is a lot more in the technical digital marketing space. So I'm excited for what she'll share. And one thing I wanted to share here for anybody who's not going to attend Grow, because that's, if you don't attend, I still want you to get something from this episode. Something that I learned from her when we were at their place this past summer was really on the importance of thinking through search terms and setting up landing pages so that if people are Googling for commercial landscaping, different keywords like that, understanding what keywords people are searching, that you want them to end up on your page, and then building pages and having a strategy around how you capture that traffic, having a real search engine optimization strategy, I think it's really important. It actually, as you know, it kind of inspired
huge.
Us. We're working
yes.
on a revamp
we're
for
our website
right now.
Because we're not happy with ours at all.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So, and I also know Hidden Creek, very good at marketing.
Mm-hmm. They are.
They have, if you're following them on social media, folks, their pictures.
Oh my gosh.
Well,
yes.
Now, first of all, they have jobs in Ohio, Dublin, and all around mm-hmm. in Columbus, Ohio, that are incredible. That
yes, they
whoever
do.
Their photographer is gifted. Mm-hmm. And some aerial shots, some up close mm-hmm. shots. Mm-hmm. But they do a really nice job on social media.
They do.
And they, you know, it's $25 million worth of work they got to go and try to find every year. That takes a lot of marketing.
It does. And, you know, photographing the scale of the projects that they've done, photographing those, I cannot imagine is like an easy endeavor. I know we did a photo shoot day with all of a bunch of pools and coordinating
it's
that.
A nightmare.
It wasn't a nightmare. It was fine. But it's a lot of work. It's a lot of work because you've got to let the clients know. You've got to make sure pool covers are open, all the different, you know, features that are in a landscaping are there and are able to be at their best when you're there photographing it. Even, you know, thinking about daytime versus nighttime shots, if you have lighting or fireplaces or things like that.
And one of the things I have long wanted us to do, and it's just difficult to pull off, is to have people enjoying like the pool in the backyard. Mm-hmm. Get some people in some of them. Mm-hmm. Now you can't turn those in for award photos. I think in some cases they don't want people in them.
Oh.
But that's a nice way of having somebody look at it. They say a picture's worth a thousand words. Look at it and say, oh my gosh, my kids or my grandkids, they would love that. Mm-hmm. I can see them there. Mm-hmm. Let's do it, honey.
Yeah.
That kind of thing.
Right. And Hidden Creek does a fantastic job of that. And as part of our tour, we will be talking
about what they're doing
for marketing. We're also going to talk about what they're doing for sales because, as Marty said, they have to go out and find
Jason
all those
Cromley
big jobs.
Would give me a run for the money on sales.
Yeah.
He's probably better than I am. He's pretty good.
Well, he's going to be doing a session for us too, specific on sales. He'll lead a breakout session in addition to what they're going to do on the tour. So we're very excited about that.
So you want to talk a little bit more about the sessions and what we're doing there, or anything else with Grow?
So I think the other thing that's important for us to talk about is just that there are going to be sales and business development sessions in addition to this.
Okay.
So in addition to the marketing stuff, we know that marketing's only half the battle, right?
You've that's still got to do phone to ring, and we say phone, the phone to ring, the web inquiry to come in, whatever.
It's really only half the battle. You also have to be identifying new prospects. You have to be going out and doing the warm calling, identifying where you can do more work. There's a lot more that goes into it.
And then when the presentation, there's tips and tricks for all that. I mean, it's not just, you know, show up and throw up, as they may say, those kinds of things. There's a lot goes into an effective marketing and then the sales of a company like ours. Yeah. There's a lot that goes into it. Mm-hmm. We could talk for days about that. So we'll be covering a lot of those things. You know, I think the biggest thing we have going for us, number one, the Grow Group, our mothership is Grunder Landscaping. So we know what we're struggling with and what we're working on. Mm-hmm. We have over 200 companies in our peer groups in the Grow Group. We know what they're working on. Grow is an event for landscape professionals put on by landscape professionals. We know what they want. Mm-hmm. What else is there to share with Grow that's coming up?
I think that's it for now. Stay tuned. Okay. We'll be announcing more breakout sessions all the time as they're finalized. And we're just excited for the event. I think it's going to be a great event.
Oh, I can't wait. And we go to Columbus, which is a great town, reasonable flights. All the major airlines have direct, I'm pretty sure just about every major airport you can get there. You certainly can get there in two flights, but most of the major airports are going to go direct into Columbus. I think it's the largest city in Ohio. Mm-hmm. It's a great area, a lot of fun. If somebody has questions, they don't know what Grow is, they maybe think, oh, Marty and Emily, come on, it can't possibly be this good. It really is this good. We put all of our heart and soul into this thing every year. Mm-hmm. It's our 30th year of doing this annual event for landscapers.
Not my 30th year.
No, I know. You're only 30. So, but it's my 30th year, which means I did the first one when you were a baby, or maybe not even, I know it would have been before you were born, because we didn't do it 1 year. So great opportunity to get a hold of us. You can go on the website. You can also give us a call. We're happy to talk you through if you're thinking about what you're going to do. Emily, any final words?
No, just remember we also have discounts for teams. So if you bring three or more people, you get 15% off. Bring 10 or more, you get 20% off. So.
Three or more, 15% off. Mm-hmm. 10 or more,
20% off.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
So. All right, folks. Emily, thank you. Thank you for everything
that you do.
I've blown your cover. You get a little more inside baseball here that's going on at the Grow Group. That's going to do it for this week's edition of The Grow Show, powered by Steel, folks. If you haven't done so already, subscribe to The Grow Show, and if you can, give it a rating or share a comment. That helps more success-minded landscape professionals find us. And if you really want to help us, share this episode with your team or any landscape pro you know. Pull out your phone right now if you're listening to it and text it over to them and say, hey, this is good stuff Marty's putting out on The Grow Show. Thanks for joining us this week on The Grow Show. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you for listening to this episode of The Grow Show. Be sure to subscribe so you never miss an episode, and head to growgroupinc.com for more information and resources to grow your landscaping business. A special thanks to the folks at Steel, whose support makes this podcast possible and whose reliable handheld power equipment makes our jobs easier daily. We'll talk to you next week.